Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, one of the things that was one of the things that we were going to talk about today, Catholic Church and its hospital system called Ascensia, and Google's secret project to gather data on the patients of the hospitals within the Catholic Church system. Is that something that you were going to talk about? Hey, did I lose Rich?
Huh. No, sorry, Vince, I'm here.
Okay.
No, I don't have specifically that article, but we've talked many times on how big tech, including Google, is harvesting our databases to basically divide the American people, to get information on us, to sell us useless stuff, and to mostly the reason why, you know, here's an analogy, they want Donald Trump's IRS tax information because they want to see who he did business with, because he wants to, what the powers that be want to go to colleagues, business associates, people who have done commerce with him, people who he knows, and they want to basically check their databases to see what crimes they might have done so they can blackmail them to basically say, oh, Donald Trump raped me. Oh, Donald Trump swindled me. Or Donald Trump did this. It's the same thing with the database of healthcare. It's the exact same thing. They are basically trying to demonize, discredit, delegitimize, and take advantage of the people. So that's their they're using the technocracy against us. So, you know, there's so many examples here. You know, I have an article here that 100 examples of federal taxpayer abuse. It's truly incredible. So I'm going to let you talk about your article, Vince. But if you want me to talk about,
let me just mention this, and then we'll go into the tax abuse. So Google and a company called Ascension Health System, which is a Catholic hospital system, they've colluded to gather information about patients. And Ascension is patients across 40 data centers in more than a dozen states. So Google is working with the hospital system to get information about you. So here's what happens. It's called Project Nightingale. And a patient checks into a hospital or a doctor's office or a senior care center, and the doctors and the nurses examine the patient and input data into their computers. This would be radiology scans, hospitalization records, lab tests, medications, medical conditions, and so forth. And, of course, the name, date of birth, address, family members, allergies, immunizations, that all goes into the system. And it flows right to Google's Project Nightingale system. So, allegedly, Google is trying to help. They're trying to help with treatment plans, suggested tests, flagging unusual deviations in care, replacement or addition of doctors to the patient's team, additional enforcement of narcotics policies, and billing. So this is just the tip of the iceberg, and I just found this, and it's so alarming. I don't have all the information in front of me, but Google is working with the hospital system of the Catholic Church to learn more about you. Another word for learn might be spy on you, with the permission of the hospital system, without the knowledge of the doctors nor the patients. This is secret. This was secret spying. So what do you do in a case when the Catholic Church does something like this? Well, the first thing you do is you do not donate to the Catholic Church. Okay? Any giving, tithing, whatever you do, passing the plate, you do not need to improve the weight of that plate by donating, because you have been sold out. You've been sold out by the Catholic Church. So that's it for me. I haven't been going, and that just seals it right there. I have no intention of participating in genuflecting ceremonies involving priests, cardinals, monsignors, bishops, the Pope, the Vatican. Nope. It's over for me. This was the final straw for me. And probably the rest of my family as well. That doesn't mean we don't believe in God. That just means we're not going to participate in organized genuflecting. No midnight mass for Christmas. No New Year's mass. No exchanging the sign of peace, which means shaking hands with people you don't know, probably don't even like, who are sitting around you in church. None of that. They've crossed the line. They have crossed the line working with big tech, corporate technology, to mine information. I'm not interested in participating anymore. And this is frosted not just me. It's disrespectful. It's the Catholic Church's hospital system making money, more money, off the little people. So that's kind of it in an overview. We need to find out more. We need to do more research about this. But it's called Nightingale, Project Nightingale. Big Tech, Google, and the Catholic Church's healthcare system. And we used to use the services of St. John's, and I didn't like it. It was really kind of nice when we first moved here, but it changed and it changed and changed, and it got to the point where I didn't trust St. John's. And this is in two hospitals in Springfield. One is St. John's, the other is, used to be called the Sisters of Mercy. And St. John's, and now it's just Mercy. And they use a stylized cross. Stylized cross. It used to be the Sisters of Mercy. Now it's big corporate healthcare. So we no longer use that, and we have not used it for years. And when my father died in the hospital, I got a message from my father's doctor. A recording on our answering machine. Quote, "Sorry to hear about your dad." End quote. Not "I'm sorry." Not "this is Dr. Fleesum calling to say my sincere condolences about your dad, my patient. I'm sorry he died." No. Sorry. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. So I now look at the Catholic Church with even a more jaundiced eye. I am even more cynical, because I've been trained to be cynical by corporate America. I wasn't born cynical. Nobody I know was born cynical. It's something that we've learned. So, and you know, you see those pink trash cans, you know, breast cancer awareness, pink. And people pay extra for that. Here in Missouri, people pay extra for those pink trash cans because they want to contribute to breast cancer awareness. The truth of the matter is, there is no contribution to breast cancer, anything. It's just the trash company charging more for the pink cans. Another fraud. But they don't say, hey, look, y'all, we're just going to charge you more because we know you like pink. No. They don't tell you that. You just assume that. But it's another way of deceiving you. Class, I am not going to contribute to any organized anything. And I haven't for years. Not the Boy Scouts. Not the Girl Scouts. Not the Red Cross, of course. No big anything. Not the Catholic Church. Not the local Baptist Church. Nope. None of my money is going to big corporate America. And these 501c3s, they're corporations. They're not getting my money. Rich?
Well, Vince, it just shows that we have no representation, protections, or restitution under the law. What I mean by that is the little people, the taxpayers. And this is why I go through a lot of these articles, to show that the system has protected themselves, protected the elite, in the form of a different tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. What it does is it's meant to divide the people at the populist level, at the little people level, at the bottom 93% level, however you look at it. But the little people ends up paying for all this. You know, here's an example. I have an article right here off of Zero Hedge. National Science Foundation pays to put running shrimp on a treadmill, $1.3 million to taxpayers. Lobster tail and snow crab purchases, $25.4 million. Mistakes and improper payments distributed by 20 federal agencies, $1.5 trillion. Dead people receiving mistaken improper payments, $921 million. Expensive coffee cups from the Pentagon for $1,000 for a single cup of coffee. Living expense tax deduction for members of Congress, $1.6 million. Mistakes and improper Medicare payments for $491 billion. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren wants to spend $52 trillion on free Medicare for everybody, including illegal immigrants, and she can't even do the fraction of the fact that she's 1,024th American Indian, which is less than pretty much everybody listening to this show right now. Sex education for prostitutes in California, $1.4 million. Heck, the prostitutes, the hookers, should be given the sex education. 2020 student loans, estimated bad loss, $17 billion. Grounded moon rocket cost overrun, $2.79 million. Use it or lose it spending, $97 billion. Preparing religions for discovery of extraterrestrial life, $1.1 million. I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, I found something I'd like to read. I normally don't like to read on the broadcast, but this is a thumbnail sketch of Project Nightingale, which we've been talking about. It's from Wikipedia. Project Nightingale is a data sharing project financed by Google and Ascension, a Catholic healthcare system comprising a chain of 2,600 hospitals, doctors' offices, and other related facilities in 21 states, with tens of millions of patient records available for processing healthcare data. Ascension is one of the largest healthcare systems in the United States, with comprehensive and specific healthcare information of millions who are part of its system. Google is involved with Ascension to process this data, which began in secret sometime in 2018 without knowledge and consent of patients and doctors. The work they are doing appears to comply with federal health law, which includes robust protections for patient data. The project is Google's attempt to gain a foothold into the healthcare industry on a large scale. Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple Inc. are also actively advancing into healthcare, but none of their business arrangements are equal in scope to Project Nightingale. The data sharing includes patient names, their dates of birth, along with doctor diagnoses, lab results, and hospitalization records, amounting to complete medical records. They also include data sharing addresses of the patient, family members, allergies, immunizations, radiology, scans, medications, and medical conditions. After the patient checks into the doctor's office or hospital or senior center, the doctor and nurse examination results are entered into the computer, and the data is instantly streamed to Google's Project Nightingale. At this point, the system is then used to suggest treatment plans, recommended replacement or removal of a doctor from the patient's healthcare system, and administer policies on narcotics. The Ascension, the company sharing data with Google, may also vary their billing according to the treatment and procedures. Patients and doctors have not been apprised. Ethical and technical questions have arisen. 150 Google employees are allowed access to much of the data on millions of patients. The project is controversial because Google has paid large fines for violating privacy laws. So that is what Wikipedia says. And a little bit of further research says, how many patients are involved? 50 million. That's one out of six people in the United States, roughly. One out of six. That's what the Catholic health system and Google have done. Without your knowledge, nor your permission, nor your consent. And when I was going to get eyeglasses at Walmart, I wanted to use the glasses that they suggested that I keep to read the screen. So I said they were processing... they're looking at, hey, these are really great glasses. And I said, I don't think so. I don't want these. I'd like to, tell you what, let me look at your computer screen and see how they work on your computer screen. I could not see the computer screen because they have a special filter that has a very narrow viewing angle. So narrow that if you're sitting next to the person on the screen, you cannot see the screen. This is at Walmart. This is to protect the patient's privacy. I can't even see my own screen about my own glasses at Walmart. So I had to actually ask the lady to turn the screen to face me, exactly straight on face me, so that I could see the screen to see if I liked the glasses. What I'm telling you is this alleged privacy, we can't share information, you can't know about your loved one in the hospital. No, you're not on the list. Yet, in 21 states with 50 million patients, Google has instantly been sent that information by the Catholic healthcare system known as Ascension. What an outrage. So, you can help the Catholic Church by shutting down every single one of your weekly, daily, monthly, annual contributions. You don't need to go there anymore. You don't need the Catholic Church.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two senior Islamic Jihad commanders in Gaza and Syria taken out in recent hours by Israeli airstrikes. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, through an interpreter here, they were planning a new attack on Israel, and that's the reason why he approved those Israeli airstrikes.
I want to clarify. Israel is not interested in an escalation, but we will do everything necessary to defend ourselves.
An early Arctic blast is claiming lives in the Midwestern plains. 4 people are dead because of slick roads caused by the frigid temperatures, and today over 200 air flights have been canceled, another 600 delayed because of that weather. That storm is expected to spread from the Ohio Valley to the northeast and into New England later today. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, start...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you know, you can see where this thing with Google's going. Not only are they collecting information about us and storing it in the cloud, they are recommending treatment and billing. And it kind of looks like, heck, we don't need doctors as much, you know, maybe for surgery, but heck, we can have Google figure out, you know, if we're okay or we have any maladies, because Google is so smart and they've got the data already, because we've been sold out by the Catholic Church and its healthcare system. I wonder what the Pope has to say about this.
Well, let me tell you something, Vince. It's basically controlling, managing, and fleecing the public. If there's a username or password, just forget about privacy, because big tech owns it. And, you know, it's what's scary about that is whether it be a diagnosis or an injury that's debilitating, they can just make it up. They can do anything they want, and they can say they have more authority and credibility than the system. And that will affect someone's job. That will affect someone's health insurance. And it just shows that the little people are losing control of their destiny more on a daily basis. And you got to be part of the club to get the certain subsidies, grants, special interests that's running the whole show. And let me just mention a few other of these grants and subsidies regarding that's fleecing the taxpayer. Where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee, $1 million. I'm not making this
up. I already know that. I already know where it hurts the most.
Subsidized lending to Wall Street bankers, $12 billion. 36,000 federal lawyers gets $14.3 billion. IRS purchase of 4,600 guns and 5 million rounds of ammunition, including 621 shotguns, 531 rifles, and 15 machine guns. Costing the taxpayers $15.5 million. Luxury artwork purchases, $20 million. Study that are physician trainees racist, almost $1 million. Preventing teen pregnancy through theater, $750,000. I can go on and on and on. You know, it just shows, see, we have a different tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, what victim group status you have, and what protectionist group status you are. And when I say protectionist group, I mean the aristocracy. They can do anything. You know, I just want to mention, we're running out of time, Vince. I just want to go through a few more articles to show how we have a different tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability since we went there. Sanctuary County frees illegal alien accused of sexually abusing an 11-year-old girl. Tucker Carlson says, remember when Bill Clinton openly asked Tony Blair for a public favor, a political public favor, okay? Hillary Clinton basically pressured Ronan Farrow, claims Hillary Clinton pressured him to kill the Weinstein story. All depends on what group you're in. What a coincidence. The same month, Biden fired prosecutor looking into his son and Soros' dirty dealings and threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid was the same time frame that Glenn Simpson hired Christopher Steele, May of 2016. What a coincidence. Joe Biden worked with whistleblower when he was vice president, officials reveal. Senator who employed Chinese spy, and this is Dianne Feinstein, endorses Joe Biden for president. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Obama State Department colluded with Russian embassy to target Trump. See, all these things that they say for us little people not to do, or the Republicans not to do, they are doing it. New York firm indicted for selling Chinese spy gear. Flashback, Pocahontas. You know who she is, Elizabeth Warren from the Hiawatha tribe, couldn't calculate a fraction of the tenth of her ancestry, and I mentioned this earlier, but yet she wants us to trust her with a $52 trillion plan, which makes absolutely no sense. Voters in Los Angeles approve a scheme for the city to spend $1.2 billion on housing for their homeless at a cost of over $500,000 per unit. And explain this to me, Vince. Traces of testosterone. U.S. woman's tennis star was suspended because she had traces of testosterone in her blood. So does that mean if you declare that you're trans or you're homosexual or you're something, it's okay to do it? But it's not okay to do it when you say that you're normal. And speaking of normal, tell me if this is normal. Delta to show unedited gay scenes on in-flight films after celebrity outcry. You see, folks, you know, This is why we talk about practice what you preach laws. If we had practice what you preach laws in every context, from political correctness to financial, economic, social, and political issues, we wouldn't be in the position we are now. But we have allowed the powers that be to manufacture perception. We have allowed them to divide us by skin pigmentation, gender, sex, religion, ideology, generation, and race bait the whole way. We've allowed them to sway public opinion by holding on to the narratives. And if you don't become submissive, you're going to be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, et cetera, et cetera. So this is why we need us little people to stand up. We need to stand up for principle. And I know I say this often, but principle should be defined by three simple things. Rules, laws, and accountability need to be the same for everybody. Now think about laws. We actually have separate tiered system of laws depending on what group you're in. And the second criteria is truth. If everything's propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes, why even communicate? Why listen to this radio show? The mainstream media is 100% lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. They're 100% actors. They're theater. And I think when we no longer have representation under the rule of law, the only thing left for the little people to do is, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they're in, then you get to do it too. And I don't mean violence against people. I don't mean pedophilia. You know, there's certain things that should not be done because it is against the rule of law. But when we give exceptions to people because of their aristocracy, a.k.a. their money, their wealth, their influence, or their skin pigmentation, their gender, or the gender they identify as, or their religion, or their sexual orientation, then there's no, it's eliminated everything that America stands for. It's eliminated the competition. It's designated winners and losers. It's just protecting the big corporations and big government. And this plutocracy-technocracy combination is only feathering the nest of people in certain positions for self-interest. So we've removed the incentive, the value, the legitimacy, and the dignity of work along with the rule of law. And the little people must stand up against that. That's why we do these radio shows. That's why there are people out there called patriots who are sticking up for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, which especially is freedom of speech, where the powers that be want to eliminate that. It's so important that we read and research. It's so important that we see through their templates and their Marxism and Alinsky and the Frankfurt School and Cloward and Piven. You know, they're all making us drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness so they can increase government interventions, austerity, confiscation, redistribution of wealth from the little people to the big people, and use group identity politics as disguises for so-called benevolence and doing the right thing, and they're doing the exact opposite. Because everything that they say that the Republicans are, or conservatives are, or patriots are, they're doing. That's why I mention these articles, folks, is so we can wake up, smell the coffee, and realize that this PC drunk on Kool-Aid is destroying us. And we're not going to have any freedoms or liberties left. We won't even have rule of law. It's going to be only by rule of group. And we need to stand up to that. Vince?
Did you say homophobe?
Well, that's what they call us. Racist, bigot, sexist, homophobic, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent, hater with an anti in front of every word, and istrophobia on the back of every word. That's what they do. Yeah. That's how they try to break our will and make the people submissive.
Well, I admit I'm a homophobe.
you know what? I know we did that last week, buddy, but this is one of the reasons why I talk about adult mutual consensual sex, is because the kids need to be protected. And the elite, like I mentioned earlier in the show, they're using sex as blackmail to not only blackmail Congress and the CEOs and all these people. That's why the Epstein declassification absolutely has to occur. But they're destroying families, they're normalizing pedophilia. You know, just like you were saying about the priests and the cardinals earlier. I mean, look how many of these people have gotten caught doing little boys and even sometimes little girls. I mean, when a little child goes through that trauma with somebody that they trust at a authoritarian level, and they think they're being protected, the odds are that that child is not going to be normal later in life because they've either been raped when they were young. It's part of the controlled opposition. You know, a lot of these people who end up doing certain things that you don't like, Vince, I'm not trying to protect them, but there's an answer that's very appropriate to most questions in life today in America, and that is, it depends. A lot of these people are doing, you know, drugs or, you know, whatever behavior because they've been abused when they were young, and they didn't get protection, and it's mostly from these pedophiles. And if we don't, like I mentioned, the litmus test for America is going to be if the names of the Epstein perpetrators come out. If they don't, if thousands of names at the very top does not come out and be revealed, I think that the lack of declassification will be the litmus test for not only American courage, but our freedoms, our culture, our traditions, heritage, and liberties. I think they will all be taken away. I think if you had to put one finger on one thing, even though we've said hundreds of stuff over the years and talked about many different types of classification, declassifications, you know, not just Uranium-1, the Clinton Foundation, and the Pfizer ones, and geoengineering, and weather modification, and 9/11, and alternative energies, and all the documents related to Barack Obama and the billions of dollars of cash going to Iran. There's a lot of things that need to be declassified. But I think the most important thing in America right now is the declassification of the pedophiles. You know, sex should be adult mutual consensual sex. You know, if people want to get their freak on, I think people should be at least adults. At least. I think that's minimum qualifications. And then we need to protect the children.
We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, and I see we have a caller. I don't know who. We didn't answer the phone, so I just answered it live on the air. Are you calling for USA Prepares?
Hello, Vincent. It's Robert in Kansas. I just wanted to talk to Rich Sheban about the way that these people work, the people who are pushing these agendas. So what they get you to do is they get you to agree that adult mutual consensual sex is okay, homosexuality. And then it's just a process of then taking that to the next step. So when you find yourself accepting this idea, oh, well, I don't want to go too far and tell these people, you know, they can't love each other, stuff like that. You have to realize what you're dealing with, Rich. And it's just a matter of getting an approximate, you know, position, you know, like in the military, you get one position and another, then another. And you just keep progressing where, you know, incest would be adult mutual consensual. But then you would then have to start defining incest, and that would start to, you know, go into, well, a child born to the parent at this age. Anyway, they start to get you to accept things like that, Rich. And I want you to know that there's right and wrong, good and evil, and you just have to pick a side. And so if you know that, you know, something's wrong, even though you don't want to hurt people's feelings, it's still wrong. And so you have to approach it that way and realize that these people have an agenda, and they're gonna get you to accept this, and then it's just going to be the next thing.
Oh, Rob, I don't disagree with you or Vince on that. I'm just telling you that I agree that they use incrementalism, which is what you're kind of describing, as a strategy and a tool to make us, to bring us in a little more and a little more and a little more. I'm just saying, when I say adult mutual consensual sex, we have to make people realize that our first emphasis needs to be in protecting the children. Because this pedophilia stuff is going overboard. It's over the top. And the elite are using sex as blackmail against so many people, from Congress to CEOs to so many. I mean, they have a bimbo fund. I think just recently they might have gotten rid of it, or it might be hidden now, since the 90s, for people, mostly women, who are blackmailing Congress. And it's not just women who are doing it. It's women from maybe other countries, maybe spies who are blackmailing people. So they have this bimbo fund that the taxpayers pay for. And there's so many people who their lives have been lost, Robert, like from these pedophiles who have gone after these children who are doing some of these behaviors that you're talking about. And what I'm trying to say is sometimes it depends. The answer, it depends. Because if some child was abused sexually by priests or cardinals or pedophile rings or so many different people, the odds of them growing up and having a normal life or a normal outlook is so slim. And I just think that the domino effect through incrementalism, through the Frankfurt School and all these, that's why I mentioned Marx and Alinsky, a lot of it is sexual deviation in order to control the populations. But when kids are being used and their lives and their behaviors act out when they're adults because of the abuse that they've gotten versus with trauma, I think it needs to be addressed. And I think a good start is to protect the kids. But I do think that sex should be adult mutual consensual. I don't think this should be rape. I don't think women need to be tied down or beaten or blindfolded or handcuffed. I think it should be consensual, but I don't think that children can say sex is consensual because they don't have the information, they don't know, and they're getting sexualized by our public tax dollars. And I've seen the video, I've seen the pictures where drag queens are being subsidized, not just in this country, but in other countries, in public venues, paid for by the taxpayers, where these drag queens are literally opening up their crotch, showing their junk to children without any cover to sexualize kids. And I think
the only way that's possible, Rich, is that we've accepted perversions like homosexuality, where these drag queens can walk around as homos. And it's the weakness of our society and men like myself and yourself. And I'm sure Vincent in the past has been weak, but, you know, we got to be strong and we got to say this is right and this is wrong. This is good. This is evil. And, you know, homosexuality, you know, it is. It's wrong. You know, like Vincent says, it's just period. You can't get married. You can't have it's just not right for two men to be together or two women in that way. And if we call that out and say no to that, well, then it strengthens our position against all other perversion, whether it's pedophilia, which is a type of perversion. And what the pedophiles are going to tell you, Rich, is that you've accepted these other forms. You need to accept us now. It's a matter of incrementalism. It's how they work. It's their psychology. It's how they work. And I want you to know that in terms of the war that we're in, is that you have to be rock solid in what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, we're rock solid.
I don't disagree, Robin. Unfortunately, we're out of time for me to go into more detail and specificity, but sounds like we'll be talking about this again in future weeks.
Yeah, we are rock solid here, and we are not weak, and we are going to hold the line against this perversion. Robert, thank you. George, I'm sorry we didn't have time for your call. Rich Heaven, thanks so much.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.